Welcome to Good Morning Paranormal. Good Morning Paranormal is brought to you by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. With host Mike Baker from Crossroads Paranormal Radio and different radio host personalities from the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network lineup, we're bringing you the lighter side of the paranormal. Now that you've found us, kick back, relax, and enjoy for the next 2 hours. Good Morning Paranormal.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Good Morning Paranormal, the hump day version. Joining me today are, as always on Wednesday, Tom Carr, and today joining us, who's playing hooky from work, Mr. Greg Cable. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Real good.
Well, yeah, you're playing hooky, so I guess you would be good.
That's right.
Well, not necessarily hooky. Hooky is, boss, I'm sick. I'm not going to be in today. Well, this was a blatant, hey, boss, I'm not going to be in Wednesday or Thursday, okay?
I guess that's true.
It's because you get to go to somewhere really cool.
Yeah, you know, I wavered on the thoughts of even bringing him on because, you know, it just ain't right.
I agree.
I got to go to work, and he's going to have fun.
Yeah, it's wrong.
No justice there.
I'm going to work, too.
Yeah, whatever.
That's kind of like saying, you know, if you're a professional golfer,
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I have to go to work today. I got to go hit 18 holes. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
And a real bad day at work is you got to play 36. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh,
such a grueling day.
I'm going to be so tired tonight. Shut up.
No, but, yeah, you know, the funny thing is, of course, we're going to Mansfield.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got some, you know, pretty great people that are going to be going. You know, NKYPS, Paranormal Outreach Radio guys are going to go. And Society of the Dead will get to meet the Sandman. And Youngstown, Ohio Paranormal. The Miami Town Boys are going.
Yeah.
Craps is going. I mean, this is going to be a really, really good time to be able to just hang out. And, you know, we're going to do the radio show from Mansfield. I guess Matt got a cricket set up.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that and you know throw down at the lockdown and you know it's gonna be a really good time.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that cricket operation works out. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I am too. Actually,
I'm hoping it goes well. I think it won't be a problem. I don't know anything about cricket, but I know for a short period, Indie Ghost Hunters ran their show off of one of those air cards. I think hers was a Verizon. Which I'm assuming they're probably all the same. It just all depends, but
yeah, it's just the name on the side.
Yeah, so I was curious before she started, you know, how the up and downstream part of it would work and that sort of thing, and you really couldn't tell any difference. So that's pretty cool. And the cool thing that I understand about the cricket, and unfortunately we don't have it around here,
right,
is that it's not one of those that you have to have a contract with.
Yeah, it's a month to month thing.
Yeah, so that's
I'm probably going to get one this next weekend.
And we don't have them around here, but Crystal brought it to my attention, which I didn't give a thought. You know, I could get it somewhere, and supposedly it's like any cell phone. Wherever you have cell phone coverage, it'll work.
Coverage.
So,
well, and it's a good time to do it right now, too, because they're giving away the modems for free.
Nice.
At least here in Utah, they are.
Oh, the little thing you plug in your laptop?
Yeah, yeah. So it's normally like it's like $120, but you get like the first month free or something like that. Right. And then it's $40 a month. But if you get your cell phone with them, your cell phone's $35 and then your internet's $35. So it'd be about $5 more than what I'm paying now for my cell.
Okay, but what if you don't have a cell phone from it? Can you just buy the device?
You can just get the modem, yeah. And it's like $40 a month.
If you use it.
Right.
Yeah, if you use it.
So,
yeah.
Like, buy one.
Well, yeah, I think you have to actually call them and cancel it if you're not going to use it for the month.
Oh, I see.
It's a month-to-month thing.
Ah.
But
it continues. I got you.
It continues, but there's no contracts. You can stop it at any time and restart it whenever you want, kind of thing.
See, they need to have one of those prepaid type ones like you do with the cell phones, you know? If they had one of those cards where you could did it and then, okay, I want to use this month, so I'll go buy me a $30 card or whatever I thought I was going to use that month.
Right.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm sure it'll happen sooner or later. But you know what? The way things are going...
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if every major city within the next 3 years has Wi-Fi accessible.
I think that's, if not within the next 3 years, definitely in the very near future, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even on that, they're not going to give you it free. I mean, you got your internet shops like the coffee shops and stuff that do it now, but if they go like citywide.
Well, but you know what? The things with the coffee shops and the hotels and stuff. You just can't walk in and fire it up. You've got to get their access code. You've got to go ask for it and say, hey, I want to use the internet. And I know like Starbucks, at least the one I was in Indianapolis, there was still a cost. I think you had to pay like $5 or something.
Yeah, if you're with some companies like Quest, I'm with Quest here in Utah.
Uh-huh.
They actually give us a code that we can use. at some of these free Wi-Fi places.
Ah.
As a subscriber to Quest, we have access to Wi-Fi hotspots across the Salt Lake area.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, and there's ways around that, and that's all I can really say about that.
Well, and I've noticed, too, that a lot of times with Vista now, that even if it's secure line, if you connect through Vista, it works.
Wow. I haven't tried.
I don't know why, but I've had luck with it in the past.
Huh.
Well, the wife and I went to Vegas about 3 years ago, and there was a certain hotel that wanted to charge you $29 for the access code, then like $14 an hour after that.
Jesus.
And holy crap.
Yeah, we just sidestepped that and... just got on the internet anyway.
Huh.
That's just crazy, especially for Vegas of all places.
I know. You would think
usually everything's free except the gambling.
Right. But no, yeah, and the internet now.
Well, but you know what? They give you the, from my understanding, because I got a guy that works for me that just came back from a week-long visit to Vegas last week, and he was talking about like, all the hotels, the rooms are like unbelievably cheap now.
You're right.
He was staying in some big fancy room. It was like $40 a night.
Yeah. So that's I just made reservations for our trip in January, and I got a really, really nice suite for like $50 a night.
Yeah. So see, that's probably how they're offsetting the cost. Okay. Yeah. We'll give you these rooms for this dirt cheap price. But you know, nowadays, 99% of the people want to bring some kind of, laptop or their phone or what have you, so they can access the internet, get their emails, whatever they want to do. So that's where they're going to, you know, pick up a little bit of additional cost on it.
Yeah.
Well, I love the smartphones.
Oh yeah.
Because you know I don't have to do any of that now. I mean, I just go through my.
Yeah, but you just got a BlackBerry, so that's you know.
Yeah, my brother-in-law does. You know, he just plugs his BlackBerry into his laptop, and he's ready to go.
Yeah, see, iPhone has that capability now, too, but you got to do something to make it work.
I've not found the app for BlackBerry on that yet, but I'm kind of holding off because if we start doing remote shows, then I'll probably have to start really researching it and trying to see how you know the BlackBerry would work for me. And so, but, yeah, that's definitely...
Well,
definitely
not all the carriers are online with it yet. Publicize it that they have the capability, but I know AT&T, I think it's supposed to be this fall when that's supposed to come online, and right now
yeah,
it's not.
Go ahead.
That was it. I said right now it's not.
Yeah, my brother-in-law goes through Verizon.
Yeah.
He had to download something, and he pays an extra amount each month
Exactly.
to turn his BlackBerry into basically a modem.
Right.
And the only issue we found with it is if you're in a section where there's a lot of cell traffic, your speed is almost impossible. It's so like, low that you couldn't do anything with it.
Like dial-up.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard the same thing. So, yeah, if you get a place where there's, you know, you get your four bars, you'll be fine. But if it's one of those where, you know, you got a couple bars and you're, it's going to be like dial-up, IDSN, DSL, cable, whatever type.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still, depending on what the extra cost is, I'm not sure what that is.
I think they've got three different plans. There's a $29, $49, and an $89 plan that through Verizon anyway, I think.
Additional?
For
hell with that.
I pay the $29 just because, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on and I need to be connected.
Well, I have the I have that also, the data package.
Right.
But I'm talking about there's going to be an additional fee when it comes time to turn your device into a modem.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm getting at. Another, you know, 10, 15, 20, I don't know what the cost is, on top of your data package.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
which I think is stupid. I think there should be just a flat rate for the data package, because you're basically doing the same thing.
Yeah, and you know what? So when it comes to that, you know, the Cricket thing is still probably the best way to go.
Right.
Because then you have... You can utilize both at the same time if need be.
See, now I've also heard that a lot of the airports now are offering free Wi-Fi. I know Salt Lake International is.
Yeah, I think so too.
Which is kind of nice because, you know, takes you 3 hours to get into the airport. You might as well be able to do something while you're waiting.
Right.
Yeah, and I think hospitals, a lot of places are. It's getting to be more and more commonplace all the time.
Well, and I would think, too, that a lot of places would realize by offering this, they could probably cut back on, like, their cable bills and stuff like that because people are going to want to access the Internet more than they're going to want to watch TV.
True.
Right. The way the world is today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I've not watched but maybe two or three shows in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching something, I'm usually watching online anyway.
If I'm watching, I'm playing on the computer anyway. I'm not really paying attention to what's going on. If it's something I really want to see, I got to turn my computer off, or I'm going to miss it. That's just how it is.
So what's the history behind Mansfield?
It's old and big.
It's old and big. There was a lot of nasty, corrupt crap going on in Mansfield back in the day. When they first opened up, it was a co-ed prison. And that's pretty much, I mean, from reading, that's pretty much all they said about it. So there's got to be some underlying story there as well that I just can't find. And like 1925 or 30, they actually built the women's prison across the way and moved all the women out. But there was like beatings and rapings and
Is this the place where they filmed Shawshank?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And, of course,
as well as others, there's other
favorite movies ever.
Huh?
That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah. I got it up right now. I'm trying to feel it. There's probably six or eight movies that have, portions of it have been filmed there, but Shawshank's probably the most notable.
That Air Force One, part of that was filmed there.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, let me pull it up as well.
Looking at it right now, too. They got a really nice site.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's such a cool place, Tom. It's a beautiful place to see.
Someday.
Yeah.
I love this. Their ghost hunts, all their dates are sold out. Until November.
Yeah, that's true. You have to do it quite a bit in advance. But it's not like a... like we have... Willard Library here in Evansville, Indiana. It's like a 4-year waiting list. Forget that.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to give props to Crystal on this because we were talking about going to Waverly, having everybody go down there and whatnot, and it just didn't work out. And she's like, well, you know, where do we go? And this was in January, February when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Moment in March. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not really sure what do you got there in Ohio. And she's like, oh, let's look at Mansfield. And it just kind of fell into place, and everybody jumped on board. And it was like, wow, right on.
It's a great
Wow, that's actually really not bad. I'm looking at their prices right now for a private ghost tour Friday or Saturday night. For 30, at least 30 people, it's like $2,200.
Right.
Which really isn't bad, considering, you know, Waverly Hills is now, what, $150 a person?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not terrible. We went, when we went, I think it was 2 years ago, it was $50 a person. And they were taking 100 people. Now, not that many showed up. And the place is so large that I think we ended up with 88 people there that night or something to that effect. But another thing was it was so stinking hot that you spent a lot of time outside cooling off. So, you know, you're only looking at half of that amount of people in the prison at one time. And it's so big, we seldom ever ran across anyone inside.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at this, and I'm thinking maybe we ought to plan a radio trip there next year.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be fun. I mean, if we had 100 people at $2,500 each, you know, I mean, that would drop it down to what?
$22.
$22 a person?
I'm pretty good with math.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
It isn't.
And I'm sure without all our listeners, we could probably do something like pretty easily.
Absolutely. Set up a little tent booth out front and just broadcast away.
I drive down there just because and hit a bunch of spots on my way down.
There you go.
Take your way up.
Would be a pretty good trip.
Yeah. 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 We'd like to go back. We had a great time there.
Well, and just for the fact is, you know, to be able to go through it and go, you know, wow, you know, this is pretty cool, and the pictures, I mean, just from the website is just, you know, I'm dying to get all kinds of pictures. And, you know, I've been instructed by the wife who's under the don't ask, don't tell policy for the paranormal. She told me that if I didn't come back with a handful of pictures that I was in trouble.
Oh, this is I'm so thinking we ought to set this up. I'm just sorry. I'm reading this, and that's way cool. I mean, you get to go from 7 p.m. till 5 a.m.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all
wow.
And they provide drinks all night long, water and soft drinks, all you want. And then around 11 o'clock p.m., they brought the largest spread of pizza I ever seen in my life.
That's insane. That will be served approximately 10 p.m.
Yeah, there was so much pizza. I think they threw about 10 away.
Really?
Yeah, and we had 88 people there.
Well, we're going to go so we can eat them 10 pizzas.
Dude, I can eat 10 pizzas by myself.
Yeah.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
Now, here's a line. Here's what they filmed there. Film and television. The movies were Air Force One back in 97, Shawshank Redemption in 94, Tango and Cash in 89. Harry and Walter go to New York in 76, and then they've shot some videos, M.A.D., Mad Against Devils, I don't know what that is, City Within a City, Tiny Sisters in Enchanted Land, Blind Justice, and they've even done some music videos, Marilyn Manson,
right,
Godsmack, Awake, and Lil Wayne, Go DJ, and then there's numerous TV clips that have been shot there. Scariest place on earth.
You know, with Marilyn Manson shooting a video there, you know it's haunted now.
You know?
I don't know. It may not be. He might have scared them all away.
Right.
They have a request for former inmates and employees to send in their stories.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, I'm going to run in here and get me a cup of coffee real quick.
It closed when? 1964? I think is when it closed, actually.
Let's see here. History.
I think it was. I think it was due to the stuff that was going on there that they're like, okay, inhumane stuff.
Wow. Built in 1834, the Ohio Penitentiary was actually the second Ohio Penitentiary, the third state prison, and the fourth jail in early Columbus. In April 1955, it housed an all-time high of 5,200 prisoners. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to go. Can I come start? If I start driving now, I think I can make it.
Yeah, but you'd be on the outside looking in because they'll close it up. we'll wave out of a cell or something. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Closed in 1984.
Oh, there you go.
So.
Yeah.
In 1972, most prisoners were moved because there was a new facility, and it finally closed in 1984. Interesting.
And they sold it to the city of Columbus.
Yep.
Huh.
I'm back.
Right on.
Hi, Mike. Did we lose you?
Yeah, I went and got a cup of coffee.
Oh.
And while I was there, Chris said the reason they have the former employees and inmates contact them is they write books about their stories. Chris has some of the books, I guess.
So my question is, I'm looking at, they have special events and they're showing like some kind of wedding reception.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I would hold my wedding in a jail in a heartbeat.
Well, they have a, let me see if
you mean, you might as well, you're getting into marriage, you might as well start it off in prison.
They have a,
here's the ball and chain, the prison guard.
My wife's looking at me right now like I'm a dead man.
I'm trying to find it. They have a room there that is more modernized. It's a very big room. It's very nice. And I know the Wisp people, they held a conference there this year. Women, really? Women in paranormal, whatever that group is, Wisp. They held their annual conference at Mansfield this year. So, yeah, they do a lot of stuff there on top of the tours and everything else. But it's such a, and you can see from the picture above, it's such a cool place. You drive down a lane there, look at that, it's awesome.
You know, I'd want to go, too, and just do this Shawshank's Trail.
Uh-huh.
That looks pretty cool. I mean, it's basically you walk through the scenes of the movie and...
Oh.
What say you, Fuzzy Britches?
What?
That's what the warden, the warden said after.
Oh yeah,
jumped out of the. So I'm looking at the events calendar. They've got a weekly tour that's going on tonight. I wonder if how that's going to affect what we do.
I don't know. Did you guys did you guys rent the whole place or what did you end up doing?
You know, Crystal would be the one to answer that. Because she kind of put this all together. I just sent my money, and she said, be here at this date, and I said, okay.
Yeah, because see, like I said, when we... I don't know. I thought she was gone. I lost room there. I might call sales. Yeah, no lie.
No, I told her to hold on for a while.
I see. When we went, like I said, it was just an open date, and they have a list, and they take like 100 people, and you send in that, hey, I want to go, and they send you a form you got to fill out and send back with your money. And then there's everybody going, and you get there, and they take you down, and they take you on about an hour tour. They break you down to smaller groups, and there's, I don't know, half a dozen tour guides that take you throughout the whole prison, and that lasts about an hour. And then you go back outside, and they shut down everything, and it's free to roam, whatever you want to do.
Crystal's saying you guys have the whole place.
Right.
Alone? So, by yourself?
Alone by ourselves.
That's what I want to know. And yeah. And the tour could be before you guys have it, Greg. You know what I mean?
What's that?
The tour could happen before you guys actually take possession of the place.
Yeah, I think it says weekday tours are conducted Tuesdays through Fridays at 2 p.m. Tickets purchased, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, I think they'll be done by 7.
Yeah, because you guys aren't... What time are you getting, at 8 or 9?
We're going to get there right at 7.
No, I mean, what time do you actually... Is it being turned over to you guys?
From what Crystal was telling me, it was 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said 7, so...
Very good. So, yeah, I think you'll have a great time. It's an awesome place.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to doing a broadcast from there, and...
Yeah.
With Paranormal Outreach, it's going to be pretty cool, and then... do the arm wrestling thing real quick and then start investigating.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. So we got a lot of stuff going on here at ASPRN lately. New shows coming on. I know we got more coming on as well. we're actually going to have a someone simulcasting into ASPRN starting this week. Did you get that all taken care of, Greg?
I have not actually yet. They were having some chat room problems last night, and I pulled out my tech hat and tried to help them with that. but right. I need to send an email on that and get it squared away. I don't think they'll have a problem with it. It will just have to.
Now, are you actually running that show? Or, I mean, I was a little fuzzy with what's happening. I think it'll be a good one. I know, what's her name? On there it says Nyx, but what's her name? Jade.
Oh, yeah, I got them all squared away. It's good to go. That's ready to go. Jade and Justin, Sock Puppet, right. Free Time Radio.
Okay, yeah, they're going to start simulcasting on Saturday nights at mm-hmm. 7 p.m., is that correct?
Yep, 7 p.m.
And Eastern? 7 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern?
7 p.m. Yeah. Eastern.
They're He's going to call it the Paranormal Pirate yeah. Radio Show.
I think that'll be pretty good because I know we had, you know, Jade come on here before and talk with us, and I think she does a good job. And of course, he's kind of a chatterbox anyway, so
right.
Should be good. And they're actually doing the show on Free Time Radio, which is our what we like to call our sister group now, or organization, or whatever you want to call it. And then they'll simulcast over here. And what was the other one you were talking about having issues?
Big Dog. There's been a couple people have been having problems getting into the Zat chat.
Really?
And I'm not quite sure what's going on. He tried to go in and change his name, and then opened up in a different window, and then he couldn't get back to the chat at all, and then he got on the laptop and got back in. But Andy, the radio man, our radio guy, said that he was having problems getting into the Zat as well.
On our site, the ASPRN site?
Yeah. Huh. I'm thinking it might be a Zat issue. They might have been doing some maintenance or something, okay. But I mean, I've not had a problem at all. So.
I haven't either, so that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the only problem I have is my stupid show won't start with the default player. I don't know why.
It should.
Yeah, it won't start with the default player, and I have to listen through it to through Winamp when I listen.
See, and I've gone through and I've redone everything on my Winamp, and it's still. I followed the instructions from the. The website that you've got up, Mike,
right
down to the T. Huh. I've got it exactly like it is.
Well, when you can, you and I can talk, and we can talk about a DJ seat for Sam Broadcaster because you will love that so much more than Winamp.
Yeah, I want to get the Sam Broadcaster because I want to start broadcasting on Free Time as well.
Right, right, and it's just so simple, man. I mean, the only thing you have to do, and here lately, Sock Puppet has been. Having the server ready for us, so about 10 minutes before the shows go on, he'll kick his server and it'll sit and wait for us.
He doesn't do that for me.
Well, I'm special.
But no,
yeah,
it's not.
I've got an event this weekend. Hopefully, we'll be making some money this weekend. So I've got some things I need to purchase.
Well, unfortunately, I'm making a little bit of money myself right now because they're working me to death.
Unfortunately, yeah, I'm spending a lot of money this.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much going to be out of commission for the rest of the year. You're not going to see a lot of me, so I'm hoping everyone does well. We are going to. I'll be working 10 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yipes!
Yeah, through December. So, my time is going to be very limited.
Well, you know, that's all good. I got your back.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a choice, and actually, I need it.
Right.
Old Mikey needs the money.
We're doing, there's this huge event here in Salt Lake that's done by one of the local radio stations. It's for women, and it's a slumber party, and it's basically from 6 p.m. to midnight. Mm-hmm. They have this event where they have vendors there, and they do all these little special little tiny things, and we're the radio station's ghost hunters whenever they during awesome. Halloween and awesome. Once a year we go on air and play all our stuff, and you know, so they invited us to go with them, and they're estimating 2,000 to 2,500 people there. Yeah. Saturday night.
Wow. Well, I will go ahead. I'm sorry,
I was just going to say, and we've got this little thing we call the WPI Club, where we do the little ghost tours.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can join the club and save money on the ghost tours. So we're going to hopefully sell some of those this weekend. And
awesome.
Maybe we just, I'm working on a new tour to an old mine here in Salt Lake. It's an old silver and gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never done a mine, but I've heard they can be kind of interesting as right. far as paranormal goes.
Well, I will tell you, I've hinted about things coming, and in the very near future, some of the things that we're going to see on ASPRN, especially now that I am finally working some overtime, I'm going to set aside a portion of that, depending on if it's what we see is actually true. We're going to get a license, so you will be able to play music live on the air.
Well, you should just talk to us all, and we should all just chip in.
That's fine. Right now, we're good. I don't like to ask for money. It just
well, I know you don't like to ask for money, but damn it, Mike, sometimes you gotta.
But I'm going to try to.
Sometimes you got to charge people for ghost hunts. As simple as that.
Oh my gosh. And you just like to run up to the beehive and smack it with a stick. Don't
you? Hell yeah. That's what I'm here for. Morals? I have no morals. Come on.
But my goal is if what Greg and I are seeing pans out and it works, I'm going to try to take a portion of my overtime and like get a year's worth, just get it out of the way. Yeah. And then maybe next year, if everyone likes it and it's going well and, you know, the overtime's went away and we want to keep it, maybe at that point we'll see, you know, maybe do a little soliciting. It's just not something I like to do when I don't have to.
Yeah, that's been one of the problems that I've had, too, is that, you know, we really can't, we can advertise ourselves, but advertising to somebody else, it's difficult when you don't have, you know, the background music and things like that.
Right.
So.
Well, the thing is, I mean, and the free play music stuff is really good, so if you guys want, like, music beds and stuff for commercials, go to freetimemusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some great stuff, but. That being said as well, I mean, there's some stuff that I could do audio-wise that the licensing will make it just that much more better for us. And then in the long run, too, I mean, we can look at, because they have the different plans and they have, you know, if you create revenue for the station,
right.
which, you know, if we get sponsorships or anything like that, then that'll cover, I mean, it'll just blanket ASPRN to stay out of FCC and BMI and Columbia House issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's some big fines, and you know I don't want to see that happen.
Oh no. Yeah, we're not going to go down that road.
Exactly. So,
but yeah, hopefully I'm hoping within the next month or so that we can get all that stuff online, and right. we'll see what happens. So that should be a big bonus to ASPRN.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it'll help, too, when you've got the two-hour shows. Like, PCR ran the 2 hours last night.
Yep.
We took a 15, 20-minute music break and commercial break in between segments.
Well, you know. And also between, because there are some nights of the week that there's a show, and then maybe it'll be a half hour, an hour before the next one comes on. So you can throw some music on there so that people that are hanging around will have something to listen to than other than just dead air. Or nothing playing at all, and they're just sitting in chat room chatting. And at the same time, if people want to utilize the chat room, they can go in there and chat and have something to listen to.
Right. And a good thing, too, is that when you throw the auto DJ on, you can queue up shows that have gone on throughout the week. On top of music, you can have, you know, a half-hour music block, then turn around and play, you know, CPR, Residual Hauntings, or Midwest Air Talk Radio. And, you know, you get double the airtime.
Right. And I'm trying to do that now on Sundays, starting with Sundays. And I did it last Sunday. I'm trying to, if I can get my butt around it. Last Saturday we were out late, so I didn't get up in time. But I'm throwing together enough shows once I started during the day that will run until the shows start that evening.
Right.
So I am already starting it. I'm just downloading from the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm also in the process of getting the commercials up on the website so that any show can go and grab those and play what they want to play.
Right.
And so
there is a new Miami Town Ghost Talk radio commercial that I have put out for them. So.
Yeah, you sent that to me. I haven't done anything with it yet. I will, and like I said, now some of this is going to take me a little longer now because of being gone a lot more.
Right.
But we will get there.
You know, it just, I don't know. I think it, the licensing aspect of it is going to open quite a few doors for the network, I believe.
Oh, I think so. I think it'll help. And I got a friend here that is a local DJ, so I'm going to grab a bunch of his music and have it on hand. Cool. So I don't know what he's got. I would think if he's a DJ, he's got a little bit of everything.
Right.
So...
Should be we'll have to put at least one rap song in for Crystal so she won't whine.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I said about rap.
Right. Well, she's like, all right, I'll rap on ASPRN. And I'm like,
Crystal listens to that crap too, so, you know.
Like, I don't think so. You know,
if I'm playing, guess what? Majority of it's probably going to be a little bit on the easier side, like a little country, you know.
I thought you were going to say classic rock, but...
Well, see, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
I'm going with classic rock.
When I was spinning over at free time, that's pretty much all I did. That and the blues.
I like the blues, too.
I knew there was a reason I liked you.
Yeah, I like the blues now. Don't get me wrong. I do like that, too.
I know. I'm trying to work on getting an interview with B.B. King.
Now, what we won't do is allow Dennis to play anything.
Oh, my
God. Because goodness. I don't know... I know, Tom, your kids aren't quite that old yet. Greg, yours probably are. Mm-hmm. But what in the hell is that stuff?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, what it is, it's all the music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s that have been resampled and is nowhere near original.
No, yeah. I'm talking about all the screaming.
Yeah, it's because musicians today don't know how to be original.
Right.
It's just screaming is all I hear. What is that?
Alternative stuff, then.
Huh?
Dennis likes the alternative.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I like a little bit of alternative. Every once in a while, you just got to crank it up and make your eardrums bleed.
Oh, no. No, not with that.
See, but if I do that, I'm going to be listening to, like, Ozzy or Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Quiet Riot, you know.
Yeah, if I want to get crazy, yeah. Led Zeppelin or...
Yeah, some Zeppelin. Well, you know, Zeppelin's not really the screaming type. I mean, he did a couple of stuff that was the screaming type, but... Twisted Sister. Now, there you go.
Yeah, I want to rock.
You see, now, that's the thing. People don't understand. Twisted Sister has some good music that is actually never, ever played on the radio.
Right, right.
You know, like, Under the Blade is one of my favorite songs. And it's basically about a serial killer chasing a kid through the streets of a city.
So it's Twisted.
Surprised me. So, again, with the whole Beehive and Stick.
What? It was an awesome song. Right. It's got a great little drum solo in it and everything. Now, Ozzy. There you go, Ozzy. Yeah.
Now, if you like just rock instrumental thing, and one of my favorite all times is Frankenstein by Edward Winter Group.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Now, that's a wild, you know.
No, I like, as far as instrumental, like... Santana, Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah.
Santana is awesome, yeah.
He has, I mean, I can sit back and be just in the crappiest mood ever, and I can throw, you know, back-to-back songs on. Even if I'm spinning over free time, I'll play a block of Santana. It's like, oh, okay.
Hey, Jethro Tull.
Oh, yeah.
Another great one.
I like Jethro Tull.
I just had him in my head. Jethro Tull, awesome. And then Iron Butterfly.
Yeah, they were starting to...
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top, there you go.
Oh, the old stuff, not the newer stuff, like the Sharp Dressed Man stuff. I'm not too big on that, but the LaGrange album.
Yeah.
Tush, Waiting on the Bus.
Yeah.
Just cool. I mean, it's just cool guitar riffs.
I'm like the Dark Side of the Moon type of guy.
Right.
That's funny. Crystal's first concert was Twisted Sister and Iron Maiden.
Well,
now that would have been a concert I would love to have seen.
That explains her whole persona. Twisted Sister.
Now, I've been to both, but not together.
Yeah, I went to Bad Company and Oh, the Hunter Rocker dude, the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Right.
Uncle Ted.
I went to Ted Nugent's concert in Salt Lake where he got arrested for punching one of the people in the audience.
That guy is a trip, man. Yeah, I love watching his show on the Hunting Channel.
Well, we went to the concert, and after Bad Company, it opened for him, and after that, it was like everyone started blazing up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and leave now.
You know, that was... I went to the Grateful Dead when they were at Deer Valley here in Utah. Craziest concert I've ever been to. You look one way and there's teenagers smoking pot. You look the other way, there's old guys in suits smoking pot.
Right.
I'm telling you, I have never seen a diverse such a fan base in any band ever.
The Deadheads. Yeah, I know. When every time they come down to Indianapolis, you know, there's always extra patrols out, and you know, it's crazy. They still, you know, I think the last time they were here, they were out there at, I don't know what it's called anymore. It was out there.
The Verizon Wireless Center. Used to be Deer Creek.
Deer Creek, there you go. Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah. You know, they're probably one of the highest, when they were doing their tours before he passed away. I mean, they were probably one of the highest arrest-rated bands.
You think?
To run the circus, man. The Noblesville Police Department. Were, watch, man, you're going to jail.
Yeah, you know, you think the cops are, oh, Grateful Dead's playing, oh, cool, we can get some extra money tonight. All we got to do is just go throw out some fines and give some tickets.
Yeah.
Of course, you always got that one cop that'll be back behind the tree with the burners. But that's
okay. Only one?
Only one.
Well, you know, I know a couple of the Noblesville guys, so I didn't just say only one.
But no, so
yeah, anyway. My very first concert was Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Yeah, I like Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I like Pink Floyd.
Yeah. So anyway, I think, you know, we get the license, I think it's going to be a great thing, you know, and, you know, people can just come on that, you know, if you don't have anything to do during the day, come on here and, you know, spin some records or whatever and play a little music for the network and give something for someone to listen to.
Well, you know, that'll give me something to listen to since I'm back in the office, and there's, you know, there's only so much of the internet radio I can probably stand, so if somebody's, you know, got the auto DJ running, got some shows, and got some music running, then that would make my day.
Well, and you know, and what I can do is, especially now that you're, you know, you're at the office, but when I get up during the day, I can always load up a bunch of stuff, put on auto DJ, and I know when you get home, then you can kick it all off so that people can play.
Right.
Because we haven't introduced that to anyone yet. I know how to do it. You know how to do it. I think Kurt knows how to do it. But that's probably the only ones that we have that are familiar with that process.
Right. Well, you know that, too. And
I do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can set up a schedule, you know, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know, I can run auto DJ and Sunday and, you know, Tuesdays, maybe we can get you to run a mic, and then Tom, you can run it. You know, I mean, it's infinite on the possibilities for scheduling that would keep it 24 hours broadcast.
Well, and okay, then, you know, the next thing I have in line to what I want to do when I get to that point, we'll have a whole side that can just run music all day long. You know, because another thing I'm planning on doing, Tom, is adding a second channel, so we'll have like Studio A and Studio B.
Oh, cool.
That way we can bring on more shows that have wanted to come, but there's no time slot available.
You can throw us down to the lower end.
Yeah, you know, I can weed some of you guys out. And no,
yeah, that's another example. I mean, we were the second show to join ASPRN, but that's okay.
You know what? Wednesday is probably the most listened to day, from what I see.
Wednesday is?
Yeah, Wednesday gets the most hits.
I've been noticing a good, steady increase on my Podomatic numbers.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as hits to the website. Wednesday is probably the biggest day right now. Tuesday is a very close second, followed by Monday. Friday, I believe, probably is the least, but we only have one show that night right now.
Right.
So Friday and Saturday probably are the least. Sunday is right there at the bottom as well.
And I do believe that I've got another program for Friday nights, and that's the one that you and I have talked about already,
right.
Mike.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's going to be a late night show. It'll be like 12 to 2, 12 to 1.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, very cool. Awesome. So, all right, well, let's take a break. We haven't taken a break yet. Let's get some commercials out here so we can, you know, if we were the big boys, we could say got to pay a few bills. But we don't have that, so we're just going to play them because we want to. And we'll be right back. You're listening to You're listening to Good Morning Paranormal on All Souls Paranormal Radio Network and freetimeradio.com. And we will be right back.
Dead time.
Hey, that's at 3 a.m. according to Paranormal State.
All right, sorry, I'm on. I'm looking at Facebook right now. Apparently, Chip Coffee's getting pissed off about people making comments about his new show.
Okay, I got it worked out. Now we're going to go to break. Here we go. We'll be right back.
A new way to bring the paranormal community together.
Sharing everyone's ideas and sharing ideas with everyone.
Creating a newsletter with submissions from all around the world.
Members of all paranormal fields.
Just like you and me.
Whether you're into ghosts and hauntings.
Or an observer of UFO phenomenon.
The White Crow is for you.
The first paranormal newsletter.
For everyone.
Written by everyone.
If you have something to share,
or just want to see what's going on,
come join us in this combined effort.
The White Crow.
The paranormal newsletter.
For everyone.
Written by everyone.
Visit us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/thewhitecrowforeveryone.
If you're interested in being part of the mailing list, or just to download the newsletter for free, visit us online at www.thewhitecrow.org.
The White Crow, the first paranormal newsletter for everyone, created by everyone.
Join us October 3rd, 2009 for the first annual Dining with Ghosts at the historic Elwood Opera House in Elwood, Indiana. Enjoy a fantastic buffet dinner at a historically haunted opera house with their resident ghosts. Dining with Ghosts will be an exciting event for everyone not involved in a group. However, experienced investigators will also enjoy the evening. We'll have two speakers, including Keith, who is a grandson of the original building owner. He'll give us the history of the amazing building. Chris Baker, a co-founder of Crossroads Paranormal, will be discussing paranormal investigating. The investigation will follow the speakers as we break down into groups with a guide, take an investigative tour of some of the most active areas. You're welcome to bring your own cameras, recorders, and EMF meters if you have them. A live webcast hosted by Crossroads Paranormal and the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network will also be part of this event. There will be vendors to visit and talk with while you're not involved in the investigations. You'll have a chance to gather after your investigation and talk about your experiences. You can even be interviewed during the webcast. There's a chance that you might be heard live around the world. Your experiences will be unforgettable, and you'll have a lot of fun if you decide that you would like to join us in Dining with Ghosts.
Hey, psst, kid, come here. You're looking for a paranormal fix, aren't you? Well, look, check it out. What you need to do, go on over to www.asprn.com. Tell them Mikey sent you. Wink twice, knock twice. When you click on it, hit the chat live. Go into the chat room. Yeah. You'll find your fix there.
All right, we are back with the Beefy Boys, and you're listening to Good Morning Paranormal.
Where's the beef?
And that's paranormal in itself right there, the Beefy Boys. Beefy Boys riding into town on their Praskles.
Wow. Sorry, I'm on Facebook right now. There's this big fight going on between Tanya Hacker. She's a friend of mine. She runs a radio show out of Colorado.
Yeah, the Divas.
And Chip Coffee.
Ah.
A huge fight. Apparently there was some video that was on YouTube that was encouraging people to boycott his new show because of the kids.
Uh-huh.
And the video's already been banned and removed off of YouTube, but it had something like 20 or 30,000 hits before it was banned.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't know they were still battling, but I knew it was going on.
Yeah, wow. I like her comment here. Apparently she says that, I have heard you state that people that are against you, a.k.a. not fans, are nobodies in the paranormal field. I like that. Yeah. You know, us people that don't have TV shows, we're nobodies in the paranormal field.
That's right.
Well, we have no idea what we're doing.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, me too.
I am.
Sorry, it's going to get me riled up. It's going to get me riled up, Mike.
No, we're not going to do that.
We need to move on.
Moving along. So, Crystal's leaving. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
She's trying to get another digital recorder for tonight.
Huh.
How many digital recorders you need? All I need is one, a camera, and my EMF detector.
And before she goes, we're going to talk bad about it a little bit, you know, because I'm still trying to figure out what kind of mind wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning and says, I think I'm going to drive to Gettysburg.
I would if I was closer.
So her and her friend get up at 4 a.m., and they drive to Gettysburg from Cincinnati, Ohio. It was an 8-hour drive. They spent 7 hours walking around the fields and cemeteries of Gettysburg and then drove home.
Right.
Another 8 hours. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I would do it.
Yeah, I would probably do it too. But then again, I'm driving to Mansfield today and then doing an investigation and then driving home right after that.
Are you really? Oh, Austin, we didn't do that. We drove there that day and we did the investigation. We made it till probably 3 a.m., 3 or 4. Yep. But then we had a hotel room that night.
Right. Well, dude, the wife couldn't go with me. And my investigator, her son has some kind of school function tomorrow night.
Wow.
And the sun goes down and I'm wide awake. So wow. I still haven't made that adjustment to working day shifts. So I figured, you know, a 5-hour energy drink and we're on our way.
Yeah. Full throttle, the official drink of Residual Hauntings Live.
There you go. That's right.
Well, see, they don't have a sugar-free one. Cause, you know, being the whole diabetic and the whole 12 teaspoons of sugar thing kind of.
You know.
Yeah, Full Throttle's got a low carb one I like.
In my younger days, it wasn't nothing for me to. I was stationed down in Columbus, Georgia, and at the time the speed limits were 55, you know, so you could get away with running 65 or whatever, but so it made the trip about 12 hours.
Did your dinosaur go that fast?
It kind of did, and actually I had a 72 Chevelle, so there was no problem there.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, definitely not.
354 barrel, so yeah, but I would get off work at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday night, and I would drive home. You get home about 9 or 10 a.m. Saturday morning, spend all day there, and then get up Sunday morning and go back. But, you know, I was 30 years younger, too, so made a big difference.
Right. Well, you know, working third shift for basically 3 years, and, you know, it's just really been hard for me to make that adjustment. I'm supposed to be at work at 7, and I think I've been in the last 2 weeks at work at 7 o'clock once. You know what I'm saying?
I remember as a kid, man. Well, not a kid, but a young adult, sitting there going, "We're bored," and jump in our car and drive to Canada. You know,
and do what?
We'll just drive to Canada. There isn't really much you can do in Canada.
That's what I was going to say. Like, okay.
Well. Oh, yeah, we turned around and left. But, I mean, we drove to Canada.
We drove to Canada. Okay, there you go.
Or, hey, let's go to Disneyland. It's only 14 hours away. We can do it in six. And we had done it before in 6 hours, which is kind of scary. But, you know.
The mines of the Utah Utes.
That's right. Hey, we're party animals. The streets roll up around here. We play in the dirt. I actually did an investigation this last weekend to a little tiny town. I mean, we're talking 498 people in this town. And as I pulled into the town, I turned to my brother-in-law, Doug, my co-founder, and I says, huh, I wonder where the machines are that roll the streets up. And one of the things that these kids did, he said, I was talking to the guy, when they were in high school, they used to go and sit on Main Street, in the middle of Main Street, and just talk. And they said they could be there for hours before they saw another car.
Huh.
I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't mind small towns, but I don't think I could live in a town that small.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know, though. So, I do like my... I could nowadays, without a problem.
I think as I get older... Because, you know, I want to be the crazy old guy sitting on his porch with 100 cats going, get off my lawn, you kid! You know?
Yeah, I could nowadays. As long as they had internet, you know, hey, I wouldn't care if the population was one, just me, you know? As long as I had my internet, I'd be good.
I could just see you, the hermit out in the mountains.
There you go.
Big old bushy beard.
I'd have a 60-foot tower, though, for my internet. And
yeah.
I wouldn't have TV or anything else, but I'd have me a tower that I could run my internet.
Lord. You know, that yeah, I could see that. I could do that. As long as I had the internet and running water, I'm good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because exactly. There's, you know, wild bears do it in the woods, but Greg doesn't.
No, yeah. It's got to be flushable, too.
Exactly.
No, yeah, well, yeah.
Gotta be flushable.
I spent 13 years in the military, so I know all about the bears in the woods. Not a problem.
So you can't take a shower more than 5 minutes long? Is that it, Mike?
Actually, I over-exaggerate nowadays, though. But, yeah. Oh, I can remember days when we'd go out somewhere. I remember they used to take us out to Fort Irwin, California, which was in the middle of the desert. Okay? Nothing for miles. I mean, it was literally right in the middle of the desert. And we'd set up tents when they didn't get blown over with the windstorms and stuff. And they had one tent set up. It was a shower tent. Of course, you only got to use it once in the 30 days you were out there. And you were lined up, and you'd go in, and they had they literally had garden hoses that flopped over the boards that they put up for, like, walls. And you had 3 minutes. You go in there, they'd line you all up. Okay, in 3 minutes, the water was stopping. So you talking about you just was slinging soap and stuff everywhere. And if you didn't get it rinsed off when that 3 minutes was over with, you went over and took it off with a towel.
Oh, wow.
Of course, then you walked out and all the sand stuck to you, so it was worthless anyway. But, oh, yeah. Good times. Good times.
Sorry, I'm commenting. Chip Coffee commented on my comment.
Oh, what was this?
Hey, I'm being nice. I'm not saying anything.
There you go.
I just said Chip Coffee commented.
Yeah.
You need to learn play. You need to learn to play well with others, Tom.
No, I don't. Nowhere does it say I have to be nice to everyone. Not everyone's nice to me.
You're a radio personality. You need to learn to be nice with everybody.
No. Sean Hannity's not nice to everybody. Look how rich and famous he is. Rush Limbaugh's not nice to everybody. He's one of the most well-paid radio personalities out there.
Howard Stern,
another good example. And he gets naked women on his show all the time. I mean, come on.
And that's Tom at Wasatch Paranormal.
There you go.
Oh, that's too freaking hilarious.
Wasatch.
Views and remarks made by Tom are not those necessarily. The ASC and Radio Network.
I need to do that just for the start of the show.
You know, I've thought about disclaimers myself, but I've not had, other than the Ghost Capture show, that we would really need the disclaimer.
Yeah.
The Ghost Capture?
That's the $200 that we're going to put
Your ghost. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with charging for a ghost hunt.
You and the stick, buddy.
Oh, Lord, hey, man. You know, if it's a wasp nest, you might as well hit it.
Where's I mean, Danielle?
What can they do?
Where's Danielle when we need her?
I'll stay in the house and watch you do it. And then I'll open the door for you when you're running from them.
I'm not scared of wasps. Now, if it was a snake's nest, it'd be a different story.
Uh-oh,
or a bunch of clowns. There you go. Now, that's the way to get me going. Lock me in a room with a bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Not a big snake fan myself, either.
Yeah. Snakes.
No, they don't necessarily bother me as long as they stay where they are, and I'll stay where I am, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, you know, as a kid, I used to walk home, and there used to be and here comes out my Midwest draw. There's a crick bed.
A crick bed?
A crick bed.
Yeah.
For you non-Midwesters, that's a creek bed. And walking on this path, and it cut down my walk time in half. So I'm walking, and it just so happens a cottonmouth just happened to be on the freaking path as I'm walking down.
Was he thirsty?
You know what?
He said he had cottonmouth.
Right. I don't care what he was. All I had to do was see him, and he saw me, and my books went in the air, and it was behind an elbows all the way back up to the road.
I was watching the news the other day, and somebody found some, like, a 10 or 15-foot boa constrictor on their front porch.
Oh, wow.
And they said they called animal services or whatever. I'm like, nah. The phone call for me was like, yeah, there's a dead snake on my front porch. Huh. Somebody put like 20 rounds of 9mm in its head. I don't know who did it, but it's dead. Come get the body. Cause
what's disturbing is, I mean, reptiles in themselves, I mean, some of them are pretty cool, but you got snakes and you got, you know, even the alligators. I mean, there was a pet shop around here in the city for a long time that sold American alligators. Now, my thing is, if you have anything that's big enough to eat your dog or your baby, chances are it's probably a bad idea to have something like that in your home.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, just, you know, just on a personal remark here. I mean, geez, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that could eat your child.
Yeah. What do you do with an alligator once it gets grown?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not sticking my hand in there to throw any kind of
meat. You make boots.
Let me see.
Well, and then that being said as well, we have a river that runs through Indianapolis, White River. And all the offflow from all the chemicals and stuff in there. So, I mean, it's kind of nasty right now, but they're trying to clean it up, and I give them props for that. But last summer, they found a 18-foot boa constrictor that was hit with a prop from a boat and was dead and was floating in the water. They found an alligator. And, you know, it blows my mind. It's like, man, why? You know, for one, it's not good for the animal, for one, to be constricted for like that. And then once it gets too big, you can't take care of it anymore. So what are you going to do with it? You know?
Yeah.
There was a story out of New York where some guy had a Bengal tiger that was in his home. It was either that or an alligator. I can't remember the story right. I mean, it was a couple years ago, I think. But, the police got a call saying there's some kind of foul stench coming out of this apartment that this guy's living. So they went in there thinking it might have been a body, and there was, like, some kind of big game animal in there. It's like, seriously?
Huh.
A big game animal in this person's house.
Uh-huh. In his apartment in New York City.
In his apartment.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Well, it's New York. I mean, really.
Well, you're talking about a watchdog then, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they can't have guns. So they might as well have something else.
I'm trying to find... we had something strange happen here this week. Someone was fishing here in the Wabash River, and they caught a fish, and when they pulled it out, they weren't sure what it was. And the guy that was with, it was a kid, I think, it was caught it. I'm trying to find the article. And so he stuck his thumb in his mouth. I was probably trying to take the hook out, and it had teeth.
Holy cow.
Well, it turned out the kid or whatever it was caught a 13-inch piranha out of the
Holy crap!
Out of the Wabash River. Yeah, I'm trying to find this article.
Well, there's been instances of, I think they're called guars, that have been coming around to, like, the up the lakes and whatnot and our rivers and stuff, and they've been catching. And they've been saying that, I guess, someone brought it over from some third world country deal, and they're really playing havoc with, like, the circle of life type thing in the lakes. But they're pretty big. I mean, they're, you know, up to probably 2-3 foot long at full size.
Yeah, I'm figuring this, somebody probably had it and let it loose in the river, you know.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of idiots. But yeah, I can't find the article. But yeah,
well, the closest I want to get to anything like that is through like a 3 or 4 inch plexiglass window at the zoo.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
I wouldn't even go into the reptile room at the zoo.
What are you afraid of?
They could have like 10-foot glass between me and that snake, and you ain't get me in there.
Now, see, I'll go in there.
Oh, God.
But, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, quick. All right. And basically, it's because of my son. He likes snakes. And I'm like, okay, dude, take your pictures. Let's move along.
Huh. Yeah, I can't find an article. But, yeah, they did. Someone caught a 13-inch piranha in the Wabash River. You know, wow. They got a lot of people that go out there all the time and rafting and tubing up and down the river or just hanging out in the river. Can you imagine that?
Wasn't that a horror movie back in the 70s?
There was one. I don't know when it was, but there was one.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Real quick, as far as a network note, I did want to say that Supernatural Rising with Serenity Moore and Nicole Leader had their first show this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Or last week it was. And, you know, Bar, you know, I kind of had problems with the mixer board that I had at the time, and actually got it sent back off today, so we're getting that taken care of. But about 15 minutes of me trying to get the audio to work right after that, they had Zaphis on with them.
Yeah.
Have you got
those archives up yet?
I have not got the archive up yet, just because Serenity has been called in to help out somebody in Boston that is having a pretty horrible haunt.
Oh.
And so she's doing that. So her and Nicole and myself haven't got together to set up something. So I think what, like you and I talk, Mike, I'm just going to set something up, and as far as an email address, and set up the account and go ahead and get it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But John Zaphis was amazing.
Yeah. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, I mean, he hit the line at like 15, 16 minutes after the hour, and he talked 45 minutes straight. It was just like, wow. But, I mean, they did, you know, a really, really good job, and I think it's going to be definitely a quality show that everyone needs to check out.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I'm happy to have him on board with us, and glad they decided to do that. I definitely want to check out the archive.
Yeah, they're going to have Marcus Leader on this week with them. Of course, that's Nicole's dad. But like I said before, I mean, if Marcus Leader was to contact me and say, hey, Greg, do you mind if I come on every week and talk? I'm okay. It's fine with me, buddy.
I have not had him on yet. We're going to have to try to get that set up.
You know, he's kind of soft-spoken, but he's just so smart. And he's got so many things going on as far as on the technology side and creativity of stuff to help out the paranormal field, that his stories are just and ideas are just blow your mind. And of course, he's a Toltec shaman as well.
Uh-huh.
And we spent one show talking about the technology stuff, and a couple weeks later had him back on talking about the shamanism, and it was just amazing. He's a really cool cat.
Yeah. We had to cut our show short Sunday night. Unfortunately, our guest, and I think it would have been a good show, something different. It was he had spent some time in Transylvania and did a documentary over there. And mm-hmm. But he's in rural Texas, and I got an email back that being in rural Texas, he wasn't at his landline, so he was trying to use a cell phone. And as we all know, if you're in a place and you don't have any bars, you're going to have difficulties. So we never could make contact. And Chris has been under the weather, so we cut the show short that night. But we'll bring him back at another date and see what he has to say.
Very cool. Yeah, Transylvania is just like one of those places that just kind of blows your mind. I mean, there's so much dark history.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of places over there in Europe are that way, you know?
Yeah.
Now, Tom, who do you got coming on tonight?
Nobody.
Oh, Tom, nobody. Nobody, nobody.
Hey, I try, but nobody wants to come join our show. They just want to listen.
Everyone,
all six of them.
Just like that.
Actually, I think Russ and I are going to talk a little bit about the moralities of the paranormal.
Hey, that'd be good. That should be very, very interesting.
If you want to give me a call while we're at Mansfield, we can...
If you guys need to go over, if you guys need to go over, that's fine. I don't care.
I think you can do an update.
I'm trying to get Chip Coffee on my show now.
Okay.
That would be an awesome show, don't you think?
Well, I would think you'd get a few listeners if anyone knows the history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you might have a
crack. Yeah, the phone call now, boss. I'm sick. Thursday, so I can stay up and listen to your show.
I think
I'm sitting here reading this argument that's going on between Tanya and Chip. It's been kind of funny.
I'm about to check that out when we're done.
Yeah, it's and Chip's been responding to it.
Wow.
And I made a comment. I said, Chip, if you're a psychic, how come you didn't see all this crap coming?
Oh, dude, that's funny.
Tom.
What?
We told everybody that Tom needs to start his own show. You know, everyone... everyone loves Raymond. They're going to have a new one. Everyone hates
Everybody
Tom.
Everybody hates Tom. That's fine. You either love me or you hate me. It's as simple as that.
The start of the show will show Tom driving up in town to his driveway in his Praskle.
In my Praskle.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll have to work on a disclaimer.
Just for the Chip Coffee show. Would never come on my show. You
tell
me.
What you can do is you'll tell him, okay, hey, look here, Tom, whoever. Chip, this is how we're going to do the interview. I'm not going to ask you anything. I just want you to answer because you should be able to read my mind.
And that's exactly what I would do. And, you know, and I'm not trying to say anything bad against anybody, but if it was Russ and I going against him, I think it would be unfair. We would have to have somebody on Chip's side as well. Because if you ever got Russ and I really going after somebody, I think it would be very evil. And I don't want to do that. I try to be nice. I really try to be nice.
How hard?
No, seriously. I'm not as mean as everybody thinks I am. Hey, if you're my friend, I will give you the shirt off my back if I had to.
And if you're not?
Stand back. Yeah, your name's Coffee. I don't have many enemies. Well, at least not outside the state of Utah.
Holy moly.
It's going to have to be a big disclaimer.
Right.
You know, the thing is that... The biggest problem I have is, and it's not so much the kids show that he's doing now, because I believe that we need to teach kids about the paranormal in small doses.
Right.
I think the interest is there, and if we don't teach them, they're going to go out and learn on their own, and they're going to end up doing something that's either illegal or they're going to get hurt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think on a small scale, we should be teaching kids
within their groups
about the paranormal if they have an interest.
Right. Don't force it on them. Just if they're interested, that's how we do it with Dennis. You know, he's got a huge interest right now. So, you know, we let him run with it a little bit. You know, tell him what we can. And as long as he maintains that interest so be it. But if not, you know, if he finally decides, okay, really, I really don't want to do this, then okay, you're done.
So is he still into the radio shows and stuff, Mike?
Right now, he's being a typical 16-year-old.
Right.
So.
Oh, he found a girl, did he?
Multiple.
I was gonna add though. I mean, with the problem that I have with some of the people out there that are doing some of these TV shows now, is that they're saying everything is evil.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really bugging me.
That seems to be the new wave right now.
Yeah, it's the new wave, and the problem is that people are going to start going on investigations, and they're going to tell their client, oh, we think it's a demon, where they have no actual fact that it is. And what is that going to do to that family?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to scare the crap out of them.
Yeah. They're going to start thinking, you know, Annabelle horror crap's going to start happening in their house.
Yep.
Because they don't know the difference. They don't know TV from reality.
Right.
And that's what's bugging me, and that's what's worrying me.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you 100% on that. That's there is definitely way too much of that going on right now. Way too much.
So you mean the walls really don't seep tar?
No. Oh. But, you know, in depending on what room you are, there could be hundreds of flies.
Oh, okay. I can handle that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So, back to the Mansfield, I was just saying hey to Steve. Steve's not going with you guys on your Mansfield trip?
Steve isn't going with us this time.
Isn't he in Ohio?
No, he's in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, okay. Well, still not that far unless he's up
there. No, not that far at all. Actually. Get on the Ohio Turnpike there and take it into Columbus. So
yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to have to get him out and have him on an investigation. Get him.
Sorry, I'm reading one of the posts. My God, and you thought I was mean to Chip Coffee? You should read some of these posts going to Chip. I actually feel sorry for the guy.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Mansfield.
Well, you know, sometimes you bring it on yourself.
I know I do. That's okay.
I'm not necessarily talking about you. I'm talking about other people that we've been talking about.
You can say his name. It's not like he's listening to the show.
Views and comments expressed on...
Exactly, yes.
No, but I mean, sometimes, I mean, there's been some comments and some things that has been done on his behalf that makes me really, you know, wonder, wow, dude, seriously.
Yeah, and like I said, if I was to have him on the show, I would show him the respect, and I'd want to get his point of view.
Right.
I really would. And I've always been like that. I mean, I've had people on my show that I completely disagree with, but I always want to get their point of view.
Right.
I think I'm fair in that situation.
Right.
But my biggest concern is, like I said, the whole everything's evil. It's just, it's really starting to freak me out. I've come into 5 demonic investigations in all the years that I've been doing this. You would think that if there was so much evil out there, there would be a lot more.
It's just all good people out there in Utah.
Well, yeah. That's what it is. You would think in Utah, with all the Mormons, it'd be more demons. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
That's one thing that really bothers me as well, is like everything dark and dirty. And it's just not necessarily like that. You've got your you know, high profile cases like that. But you know, I mean, I've only been in the field for 3-4 going on 4 years now. And all the investigations that I've been on and done have not nowhere near been a demonic haunt or anything like that. I'm like, you know, come on. But you got these shows out there, you know, like Paranormal State, that go ahead. It's a demon. I got a demon following me, and I can't say its name. I'm like, dude, come on, man, seriously. Or you know, I'm gonna say it. Or Zach Baggins out there going, I'm possessed. give me a break. I mean, come on.
So I just invited Chip on the show to debate this, and he says, "No, I don't do debates."
Invite him on the show just to be a guest.
Yeah, fine. I'll tell him that.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't want to come on your show, he can come on mine, and then you can come on mine.
Well, I'm sure the Divas have been trying to get him on theirs, and you know he won't go to that one.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, it all comes down to the whole the ratings thing. People want to see this dark, evil stuff. That's why horror movies are so popular.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, so I love a good horror movie.
Now, Chris just bought this past week, and she was watching it the other night and said she kept having to turn away because it was kind of gory. Last House on the Left, they had a remake of that. And
that is more of a thriller suspense, and that is scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the stuff she was telling me that they were doing is like, oh, I couldn't watch that either. Just because I don't like watching. She was talking about them sewing somebody's eye up or something or other. I don't know. But, yeah, I guess it's rather gory.
I tell you a movie that really kind of took me back a bit was Death of Ghost Hunter.
And I like the original.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, no, Death of the Ghost Hunter. Yeah, we watched that. I thought it was pretty funny.
There was a couple parts in it that was like, oh, okay. But it was more the freaky girl coming back to the house. And it was kind of freaky. And then another one that really got me was, what the heck was the name of it?
No, you say Blair Witch Project, I'm going to come to the phone.
I watched about 10 minutes of that, and I had to turn it off.
I hated that
You one. Know, I changed the title of that movie to Three Teenagers That Get Lost in the Woods and Run Out of Smokes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, that was just, I did not care for that one at all.
But, you know, the Blair Witch story is a very cool story, and I wish they hadn't taken away from it.
Butchered it.
Yeah,
now, exactly. Now I thought it was based off of the Bell Witch.
Now, see, I'm almost wondering if it wasn't loosely based off of that. You know what I'm saying?
See, because I had a guy who did a documentary about the Bell Witch on my show, and he did a really good job. The things that I really liked about his documentary was it wasn't like this all scary thing. He interviewed people, he showed the historical facts, and he explained the story, which I thought was way cool.
Right.
So
let me look. Justin from Freetime Radio had some kind of audio clip that he sent over to me. I don't remember if it's Blair Witch or the Bell Witch.
Now, Chris's all-time freaky, freaker-out type movie was Wrong Turn.
See, now, I liked that movie. I thought that was an awesome show.
That was a freaky, freaky movie.
One we watched recently that I really liked was No Vacancies. Or Vacancy.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, man. Talk about an intense film from beginning to end.
Huh.
Vacancy. Awesome show.
Hmm.
Vacancy, yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, I have to do that.
I also like an old school scary movie with investigators and stuff. Red Rose.
Oh, yeah. I've probably seen that 100 times because every time I turn around, Chris has it in a DVD.
Really?
Yeah, Red Rose. Nonstop.
Yeah, I need to get that one. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It is a good movie, but after you've seen it 100 times, you know, it's...
Yeah.
And it takes away from the...
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and then...
Actually, it's Rose
A Watcher
Red.
In the Woods. When I was a kid, A Watcher in the Woods was the movie that scared the hell out of me. I watched it as an adult, and it didn't even freak me out.
Now, another one that Chris always talked about freaking out is Children of the Corn.
I think it was just the white-haired kids that freaked me out.
Because I do a paper route out in the country.
You ever get freaked out? What if somebody's going to come out there and get you?
Because some of the mailboxes are like right up next to the corn. I mean, you can reach out and pull an ear of corn off the stalk, right?
Uh-huh.
And the wife... Wouldn't you just crap your pants if someone like reached out and tried to grab your arm? Like, I'd crap my pants or somebody would be dead in the middle of the road.
Or both.
You know? Yeah. And chances are it would be me from a heart attack.
See, now, the very first, I remember the very first horror film that I ever really saw was American Werewolf in London.
Hmm.
Yep.
And that movie creeped me out.
My first one was the, we just talked about, Last House on the Left. I seen that one when it first came out.
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I want to see this new one, because the new one looks, they've done a really good job. Hmm. I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Chris bought it really? This week, and she's seen it.
My first, I guess, movie like that was Amityville, that I actually... got to watch all the way through. My exposure prior to that was just the B movie Sammy Terry every Friday, you know, and watching him. And
we had Turkey Theater here in Utah.
Turkey Theater,
yeah, and that's where they played all the B movies. It was on Friday nights at midnight.
was somebody dressed up as a turkey?
No, they had different hosts, if I remember. They had one guy, he was dressed up like Dracula. Huh. They had some chick who was kind of like a mix between Elvira and something else. And then for a while there, they had like three guys that would just sit around talking about the movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I grew up with Cemetery and Nightmare Theater. Mm-hmm. Night shows and, yeah.
That would be great to bring something like that back.
And, of course, then, obviously, back in my era, Dark Shadows.
Right.
Barnabas Collins. That's one everyone watched. I'm surprised they haven't brought something like that back with all the interest in a paranormal right now or, you know, some that, because that was more of a soap opera. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised they haven't brought something like that back.
I think it would be kind of cool to have something like that. I mean, even like, say, like at the Crump Theater, you know, once a month.
Speaking of
someone dressed up like that. And,
yeah, speaking of the Crump Theater. October 31st, Halloween night.
That's right.
The people you talked about earlier, Serenity Moore and
Nicole Lehner.
Nicole Lehner. Is it a debut?
It is. What it is, it's Paranormal Crossroads is sponsoring a Halloween party there October 31st at the Crump Theater. And they're going to be premiering their first episode of Paranormal Crossroads. Mm-hmm. That night, as well as I think they're going, they've got the Mothman story, the newest Mothman Chronicle deal that's out now. I think their producer is Danny McCracken, or his last name is McCracken.
Yeah,
he had a part in the Mothman as well. So they're going to show both of those. There's going to be a Halloween costume contest. There's, you know, foods, drinks, and a bunch of people having a good time. Then on the first, the following night is a Sunday night. They're going to be filming an episode of Paranormal Crossroads there at the Crump Theater.
Awesome. Yeah, that is a very cool place. If you've never been there, the Crump is a very cool place, and they're hosting a lot of events right now trying to raise money for restoration purposes, and so yeah, that should be a good time.
Well, Ticket prices are $78 for admission. That includes everything for that night. I'm not sure if it includes the investigation the following night. I'm going to have to talk to Serenity a little bit more about mm-hmm. that. But like I said, there's going to be prizes and door prizes and stuff like that as well. And all the money, the proceeds made from admission will go to the restoration fund for the Crump Theater.
Awesome. Yeah, and you need to work up something for that, and so we can start playing it. Because that will be here before you know it.
Yeah, breaking news, everybody.
Yeah.
Chip Coffee's coming on the show.
Uh-oh.
No way.
When?
Yeah, he's going to have his people contact me.
Ah, very cool. Very cool. Look forward to that. Be sure to let me know. As soon as you find out, you let me know. We'll work up a banner so that make sure we get that out there.
Yep. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but...
Oh, it's all right. Gotta have... That's what it's all about. Breaking news.
I think it would be kind of an interesting show.
You heard it first here on ASP.
And I told him, I said I would be very courteous. He says, seriously, I would consider doing it as long as the people are courteous to me. He says, I'll check with my spirit guides to see if they think it's wise for me to do your show. Then I'll have my people call your people.
So, chances are that he's not going to be there.
I'll have my spirit guides talk to his spirit
there
guides.
You go.
And, you know, trick his
your
spirit
people
guides.
Talk to his people, and let's work something up.
Well, the thing is, I mean, and honestly, and all BS aside, I mean, you run a professional show, and I think that you will be professional when you interview him. So I don't think he has anything to worry about. Yeah. The only thing I think is that the questions that are posed to him, he needs to answer without being all crappy about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I told him that, and I told him straight out. I says, listen, I'm not going to agree with everything you do, and that's what makes the paranormal fun. Not everyone agrees with everyone.
Right. Right.
You know. So, and I says, you know, Russ and I are good friends, and we don't always see eye to eye.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it would be a very, very fun show. It would be an interesting show.
Right. Right.
And I would love to see him do it, because I don't think I've ever really seen him do a show where people don't always agree with him. everything I've ever heard him do, everybody's always been on his side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That,
so
that whole, you know, bandwagon thing.
Yeah, it's a whole palm. It's like politics, you know. Well, I'm not going to do a show unless you agree with me. And that's as simple as that.
That, so that ought to be wild. So, yeah, hopefully you get that worked up. And you got plenty of open dates, so maybe it'll be next
week. Yeah, plenty of open dates.
Yeah. So
I'm working on a couple of other guests, but, you know, it just doesn't seem like I get any responses back.
You know what? And I don't understand that because I think it's got to be the time thing. You know,
sure it is. It's late at night, and I've had a lot of problems with that.
It's because, you know, ours comes in spurts. Now we have been booked for like 3 months straight, and now we're nearing the end of that spurt, and I didn't have any more requests coming in. Now it could be that they look at the calendar, I don't know, but you know we were down now that we had a few open dates and we had a string of open dates. Well, this past week now I've had an influx of requests, so now I'm starting already filling the calendar up, you know, through September, through October. But that's how ours comes, and I guess maybe it's because of the calendar. I keep it posted as far as who's coming and when, and they see where it is, and you know, if they don't want to wait 3 months to get on, they wait till it's over with or whatever. But yeah, we've got a bunch coming. Actually, the Dynamic Duo is coming back. I got an email from them yesterday, and it has been a couple 3 months since we've had them on, so we'll bring them on here very soon. I know Tom liked them. Kind of freaked him out a little bit.
Yeah, that was kind of... Yeah, I need to have... They were on our show, but it happened to be a night that I was really, really sick, so Russ ran the show by himself. And so I didn't have him on the show. I wasn't on the show with him. But yeah, they freaked the crap out of me.
You know what's going to be fun?
And that's pretty impressive when psychics scare me.
Yeah, we're going to... I haven't even told Chris this yet, but my plan is when they do come back on, which will probably be next month, I'm going to have him do a reading for Dennis. I'm sure it's something he's never had, so that will be very interesting.
Uh-oh. My two-year-old just popped her balloon.
Oh.
The waterworks should be starting any second.
Oh. So we're going to have some sound effects.
Yeah.
Little EVP action.
Yeah. She got it last night, and she's been playing with it ever since.
Poor baby.
Yeah, she is turning into more trouble than I want to deal with.
Now, Greg,
I don't care what anybody says. Boys are a lot easier to raise than girls.
No doubt. Now, Greg,
No, go ahead, Greg. That's Tom at WasatchParanormal.com.
Now, Greg, are you guys doing all right with getting guests and stuff? I know Steve's been working overtime and just...
He's got us pretty well taken care of, and I've got four that I'm going to work on. I talked to Keith Age at the meet and greet at the Hannah House, uh-huh. And I'm going to have to pre-record his show and then run it on a Thursday night because he's pretty busy, he said, on Thursdays. Rob Conover agreed to come on the show.
Yeah, he's a good guest.
Jace agreed to come on the show. Jace Eppel.
Yep.
Jason Sullivan agreed to come on the show. So
Jason Sullivan, did you see what happened to him?
I saw that. That was horrible.
What a bunch of crap.
What's going on?
He was, and I don't have the details, so I hope I don't misquote anything, was either on an investigation or a speaking event, I'm not sure which, and someone stole all of his equipment.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had thousands of dollars worth of, you know, he had all the big video cameras and stuff like that because he did the video clips and everything. And yeah. So his last caption or whatever, and Crystal's not here to feed me the information like she did the other day, that one of his status messages was, all my stuff's gone, so is the show.
That's sad.
Yeah. So I hope he finds whoever it was and just
be drawn and quarters him. Yeah. That ticks me off.
Yeah. So we feel bad for Jason. Hopefully that will work out. I told her to tell him that, you know, because he's right outside of Chicago. I'd start hitting the pawn shops and see if any of your stuff showed up. Maybe they can give him a lead as to where it came from.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee that's where it's going to end up.
Yep.
That's just wrong.
Yep.
I think I would I would hunt the person down and I don't know. I'll shut up now because it'll just get me in trouble.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you 100%. Yeah, it's so I hope he does find him, and I'm sure, you know, he's a big guy, and he's going to be pissed off when he does find him. So
yeah,
Lord help him.
You know, we were talking earlier about equipment, and I was just I was joking with somebody the other day about spontaneous ghost hunts. That I could do a spontaneous ghost hunt anytime, because I always have a flashlight in my truck, and I'm usually carrying my little MP3 player that's got the mic on it that I used for my EVPs.
Yeah.
So I could be anywhere, and I could you know, start doing an investigation.
Us as well.
Pretty much.
Yeah, us as well. There's always a flashlight in a car, and generally there's probably a audio recorder, and Chris always usually has a little pocket camera in her pocketbook. So yeah, we're set. Bring it on.
So did you hear Ted Kennedy died?
Mm. We did.
Edward Kennedy. We did. Yeah.
And it was funny because I wonder if it's one of those things that he felt it, because didn't I see something last week or week before where he was asking permission to go ahead and seek a successor?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I see in the paper, he dies. So.
Yeah. Pretty well. So there's a lot of women that are now safe on the streets.
Tom.
That's Tom at WasatchParanormal.com.
He's dead. What is he going to do? Fuck me? Cool.
Tom at WasatchParanormal.com.
Hey, I love the Kennedys. They're a great laugh.
Tom from WasatchParanormal.com. Are not necessarily of the ASPRN radio network or Good Morning Paranormal.
You know, we are on like a 30-second. We need to hire somebody that's real quick that can, you know, do the bleep.
Little bleep for Tom whenever Tom talks. So the whole morning shows would be bleep. Chris talking and then me and then you're bleep for about 5 minutes.
Exactly.
I do have the boo-boo audio.
The what?
The boo boo audio.
The boo boo.
What's the boo boo audio?
Yeah.
Hold on, I get. Hey, the phone's ringing.
Hello.
I am unavailable. Please do not call back again.
Boo boo audio. I'm almost scared.
Oh, it's just a beep. Hopefully, I can find it. Dang it. Dang it, Bobby. Oh, well, I can't find it, but it's the whole, you know, hey, I'm going to say beep.
Oh.
I see. Something you can put in if you need to.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially for those audio boo-boos that I did for Paranormal Outreach and then PCR. I thought, you know, it'd be kind of a funny little thing if I just didn't turn off the recorder when I was doing their commercials.
Is PC, speaking of PCR, is she doing all right?
Yeah, she's doing fine.
I haven't heard anything from her, and she didn't show up Monday for the show. I didn't know if
she was actually out camping for 4 days.
Oh, I see.
I cannot see her camping. I'm sorry. I love her to death. I think she's a sweetheart. Her and Serenity Moore are my two of my favorite ladies in the paranormal.
I think she's quite the outdoors person.
But I
cannot
see PC camping.
I don't know.
She digs it. She likes it a lot. She likes fishing too, man, which really kind of blows
fishing
my mind.
And she helps her son with the hunting aspect of it. So I think she's a regular outdoors person.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, you know, being a gnome, that kind of just falls into play.
Yeah, and living in Wisconsin. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Eat cheese and
stay outside.
Watch it snow and eat cheese.
There you go.
Now, and that is Greg at
staff at MidwestParatalkRadio.com. Yeah, I'll imagine if she listens to this, I'll be getting a phone call going, dude, you bite me.
No, I think it's cool, but I just can't see her.
Yeah.
I mean, I envision her idea of camping as, you know, like a 27-foot fifth wheel with a power generator and a shower.
No, buddy, that's me.
Oh.
Like I said, but if it doesn't have running water and you can like push a little thing and it goes whoosh, it's just not about it. That's why his wife and I are perfect together, because she doesn't like to camp either. Oh. I mean, I don't mind going out like to the bonfires and stuff, and you know, having the roasted hot marshmallows and the weenies and you know all that good jazz. But by God, when it's time to go to bed, I'm either going to the hotel or I'm driving home.
That's only me in the wintertime.
Well, you know, most people don't camp in the wintertime.
Hey, if you're a Boy Scout, you camp in the wintertime, and trust me.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, I was never a Boy Scout, so.
I was.
Yeah. I have done my share, and most of the time it wasn't by choice. I can remember waking up before, and you've had people had to have people come around and break the ice off the zipper of your sleeping bag so you can get out.
Yeah, I've been in some cold deer hunts where we're like, you know what, I don't care how big the deer are, I'm going home.
Right. Well, see, I'm not a big hunter either because, well, especially, and it's more physical for me than anything.
Yeah.
That left leg just doesn't want to lift up when my head tells it to. And in my luck, I'd get out there and I would get like the biggest buck that anyone has ever seen in the world. And I would have to drag that bad boy all the way back to the vehicle. And it would be a good 20 miles out.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten to the point now on deer hunt that if I have to go more than a mile off the road, I don't do it.
speaking of high publicity individuals passing away, and I am sorry for bringing this back up, but they deemed Michael Jackson's death as a homicide.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yes, they did. So yes, they did. Have you seen the Michael Jackson ghost video?
Uh-uh. With the one that CNN had on there.
Yeah, Larry King. Yeah.
Yeah, with the shadow back in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah.
CNN said that was a lighting guy that was walking back
there. That's what I think, yeah. That's impossible. Too many people around to ever.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory, actually, about Michael Jackson, that the Michael Jackson that died here recently isn't really Michael Jackson, that they actually found a body on the Neverland Ranch that was in the zipper jacket, the one glove, and buried on the property.
So they had a lookalike play Michael Jackson who died years ago.
Exactly.
Interesting.
It was,
you know, it's just like Elvis Presley's on, you know, Pelican Island.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's down here in Franklin at the IHOP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of that for years to come.
Oh, yeah. Or then you get the UFO conspiracy theorists that say, no, they went back to the mother planet.
I still can't get over people that killed themselves because Michael Jackson's dead.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Seriously?
That's just, yeah, there are people that committed suicide because Michael Jackson is dead. After his death. I'm sorry, but that's just stupid.
No great loss, in my opinion. If the person
did. I think that's what somebody else has said, too. Oh, well. Yeah, if they were that big of a fan, one less person to increase the population.
That's not a fan, that's a stalker. Except a stalker. Yeah. And stalking is illegal, so hey. One less person in the justice system.
I'm so upset that this video of Chip Coffee's been taken off because he's actually talking about suing the people that did it.
I would bet that if you contacted Tanya, she has a copy of it.
Really?
That would be my guess.
I bet you she does. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But the thing is that it's on YouTube. That's the other issue I have with people that are celebrities. Somebody says something bad about them, and the first word that comes out of their mouth is attorney.
Yeah, exactly. And he does that very quickly.
Yeah. You know, you're in the celebrity. You're in the public eye.
Yeah.
You need to expect it.
Yep. Take the good.
Not everyone's going to agree with you.
Take the good with the bad. You chose it.
Yeah. So, yeah. I do know if he's on the show, I'm going to ask him why he charges $25 for a signed autograph photograph.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of that, now that you say that, we were out at the Paracon in March of this spring or early spring. And just so happened to come across his booth, and he happened to go step away. But the lady says, "You know, for $15, when he comes back, you can have your picture, with Chip,
yeah,
and he can sign it for you." And I kind of looked at her like, "Huh? Seriously?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, that's quite all right, because I can step over here to Mr. John Zaffis' booth and have him sign it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that bugs the crap out of me. Oh, you want your picture taken with me? Well, it's going to cost you $15.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, I charge $2. I actually pay people $2 to take pictures.
I was going to say, there you go. That'd be closer to me. I'd probably pay $10.
Right, right. I'm there with you.
Here, here's my $10. Come take a take a picture with me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how some of the paracelebs and even the celebrities just expect, you know, they expect you just to say, okay, here's $15, sign it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand that because...
Well, you know, I kind of agree with some of it because there are people out there that go to certain celebrities to get autographs and then turn around and sell it on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some celebrities where their autographs are worth more money than others because they don't give them out very often.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I have to say about that. How about taking your hind ends out to the paranormal meet and greets and to the conferences and actually going to this individual yourself and signing, having them sign?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And but, I mean, I kind of see their side of it, you know, because you're making money off of their personality.
Yeah.
You know, and I disagree with that. I don't think you should, you know, get an autograph from, you know, John Zaffis and then turn around and sell it.
No, not at all.
You know, but there are celebrities out there that haven't done anything in years. That I've gone to some of these sci-fi cons, and I mean, the last thing they did was Battlestar Galactica in the 1980s.
Right.
And they're charging $5 to take pictures with them.
Yeah.
Although I must say that if I ever went to a Buck Rogers convention and Erin Gray was there, I would still have my picture taken with her, and I would pay money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would, too. I would agree with that.
Because Erin Gray, back in the day...
Oh, yeah.
Is she the one that was married to Bruce Boxleitner?
I don't know.
I can't remember now.
That seems familiar. That could be.
Yeah, it seems right to me, too, but yeah, I'm not positive.
Could be, yeah.
So...
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, but I agree with you on the cons. there are I haven't been to any of the really huge sci-fi cons because, well, they don't come this way, for one thing. Utah? Why are we going to do that in Utah? Someday I hope to go, and I think I want to go and just sit by one of them.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of my photos, just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Who are you? Well, I'm Tom Carr of Residual Hunts. Oh, you are? You know, just to see if people actually just pretend that they think they know me.
You gotta pay people to come up and do that?
Yeah, because I think it would be hilarious.
Well, I'll go ahead and send me the money, and then I'll come up there and I'll be your plant.
It's like when I go on ghost hunts. Sometimes I will actually pretend like I'm seeing something, just to see who actually will respond to it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Bandwagon.
Because it's funny.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I tell you what, honestly, and I've said it before, the meet and greets are like one of the best things. And if, you know, I mean, I met so many people other than paracelebs that are just mind-blowing to talk to. It's great people. But, you know, and Mike has said this to me before, and Jace Eppel, he really impressed me, for one, because when I went to, like, Keith Age and talked to him about the show, he's like, you know, that sounds pretty good, you know, get with me and all that. And Rob Conover's like, yeah, sure, bud, you know, that'd be good. And, you know, Jason was like, yeah, you know, anytime, just give me a call. When I talked to Jace, and he's an author, and he's out of Indiana.
He's in Indianapolis, yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned, you know, who I was, and I gave him my card, and you know, his eyes kind of lit up. He's like, really? That would be outstanding, dude. I would really, really like, you know, I'd love to do it. You know, and those are the guys that
that impress me that will take the time. I mean, he said, you know, he talked to me and, you know, we chit-chatted a bit. And, you know, you could tell he was really enthusiastic and excited about getting on the show and talking about his book and his upcoming events and stuff. And I, you know, that's the best. I love those type of individuals.
He is a great guy. He's a struggling school teacher. He teaches, I want to say like first or second grade or something or other. And he's trying to make it as an author. So he's a struggling author, you know. And like at the meet and greet, he only brought 8 books. That's all he could afford at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was just ecstatic to be able to sell all 8 of those books. And especially as fast as he did, because his whole thing was, I can't wait to sell these books. I want to take that tour in the Hannah Mansion.
But, I bought his very last book.
Yeah, but he is a cool guy. And actually,
another person I was going to say, another person who's like that is John Zaffis. When I first had him on my show, I emailed him. He gave me a phone number. He says, give me a call. And I called him, and he picked it up. And I'll tell you what, I had to been, it was like a giddy schoolgirl, you know. Hi, this is John Zaffis. He answered the phone, and I'm like, there is John Zaffis, you know. I didn't know what to say.
Tom, what's up with that?
I love John Zaffis. He's like my idol.
Yeah. He is probably one of the nicest persons I have encountered. I mean, my boy was standing there and at that Paracon that he was at, and John was talking to 2 guys, I think maybe Jason and one of his other production guys, or Chris Fleming, I think it was. I mean, anyway, he was over here talking. And my son and I, we kind of walked around. He asked who he was, and I told him who he was. He's like, really? So Corey went over there, and he kind of stood there while John was talking and waited for him to get done. And John kind of looked at him. He says, what can I do for you, young man? And it was cool because Corey was like, well, Mr. Zaffis, I'd kind of like you to autograph a picture for me if you could. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he had already packed up. He had everything packed up. He was ready to go. He unzipped his duffel bag and got through, got some pictures out, signed it. You know, he didn't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
And
when he was on the show, Russ and I just kept saying, you know, we're just not worthy to be in your presence. And he was like, I'm just an old grandpa. What are you talking about? You know?
And now, we haven't had the pleasure of meeting him personally. He was on our show, and I know Chris talked to him on the phone, and she said the same thing about how down to earth and nice he was. And I tell you another one, if you ever have the opportunity, that is totally awesome. He will just talk with you and do whatever you want, just like he's just another guy off the street, is Bill Bean. Bill Bean is a super guy. And, you know, he's not, you know, you can go up and get your picture took and he'll sign anything. And it's not one of those, well, you got to pay me. And he's just down to earth and a super nice guy.
Mm-hmm. And has a great.
Yeah, I need to have Bill on the show.
Yeah, he's an awesome guest. And he's just an all around good guy.
Yeah, he definitely has a great story to tell when you get him on air.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And yeah, he's you know, pretty open and laid back, and he'll, you know, answer your questions. And, you know, like I said, I mean, he is really good, too.
Yeah, he is. So there's a lot.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the cool things that I've enjoyed about doing the radio show is talking to some people that I've admired for years and picking their brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we all have our own opinions on this. We all have our own ideas and things like that, and it's always fun too when you meet somebody or you talk to someone who is somewhat well known in the paranormal, and either they agree with your philosophy or they have the same kind of policy.
Yeah,
that's just cool to me.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, there's a lot of good ones out there. There's a lot. I mean, it's like anything else, though, you know. Entertainment field, music field, it's like any other field. You've got the good ones and you got the bad ones. It's no matter.
Yeah.
It's no different. You know, it just, we're a lot smaller community than most, but you still have the same type of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, bad, and indifferent.
The good, bad, and the ugly.
There you go.
Yeah. See, now we had a group from Texas on last week. Not Texas, from Tombstone. Tombstone Ghost Hunters. Awesome guy. He's written a little book about the history of Tombstone. He's done a lot of the research on the Tombstone itself, Arizona, and debunked a lot of the ghost stories about the town that a lot of the TV shows have actually publicized, saying these are the ghost stories, and he's gone out and said, no, 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 this is not true. But what a nice guy. Really interesting, and he holds a ghost tour at Boot Hill every Friday and Saturday night.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, that'd be a place I'd like to go sometime as well.
Yeah, just for the history.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, Greg and them guys going to Mansfield tonight. You know, if you get nothing else out of that trip tonight, you should get a nice piece of history.
Right.
Well, and that's the, I think that's one of the things that that keeps me going so much with the paranormal.
Sure.
Is going to see some of the historical sites that we get to get into.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that itself is worth the 6 or 8 hours that we're there.
Yep. You betcha. So, well, we are finally winding down. I know we've babbled for the last 2 hours about this, that, and nothing.
There you go, bringing Chip Coffee up again.
We've had to tone Tom
That's
down.
Tom at Wasatch Paranormal.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna break out our bleep machine for the next show so we can keep him in check. but no, it's been a good time as they always are, and we appreciate Greg coming in and joining us today before he makes his journey to Mansfield tonight. And,
yeah, you have a good time tonight, man. I'm jealous.
And for those that...
It'll be a blast. I've been packing stuff up here the last 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. So.
And for the two of you that are listening out there, they are going to broadcast live tonight. At what time are you going to start? 9:30?
We're going to start regular time at 9:30 with Paranormal Outreach Radio.
Right.
With Mike, Matt, and Chris. And they're going to have me on, I think, talk a little bit with Sandman and Jade. And,
right.
The Craps guys and Miami Town, and so it's going to be
right.
Awesome.
And then they're going to break and have Tom do his show, and then they'll be back on with a recap after Tom's over with.
Correct.
Hey, tell Sandman I need to talk to him sometime soon.
Okay.
If he's getting any updates on the Titanic expedition.
Okay. Which will be going on as well. I think Crystal is going. I'm going. Serenity Moore is going, Sock Puppet's going, Jade and them are going.
So we're finally going to get to meet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm going.
There you go. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. I got to get out and get my friggin' passport.
Yeah, I got to do the same thing.
And that's in March, is that correct?
April.
Okay.
April 12th is the day the Titanic sank.
I see.
Which is going to be just really a phenomenal excursion, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think that'd be unbelievable. Definitely.
They're going to be doing the documentary on there as well, as far as I know. But, yeah, I'll talk to him and have him get with you.
Yeah, I guess he's got a film crew that's looking into doing the whole thing. I think he finally got a production company to do it. So
I thought he was just kind of curious. I thought he had a couple bids.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get updated information so I can start planning my flight.
There you go. So, yeah, it'll be a great trip. And, like I said, tonight, you know, going to be jam-packed on the network here. And plus all week long, and a lot of new shows. We're going to debut again this Saturday night. We'll have the simulcast of Paranormal Pirates with Justin Sock Puppet. Justin, what's his last name? Aldridge?
Aldridge, yeah.
And Jade, or as she's going by that, Nyx, I guess.
Right.
They're going to debut on ASPRN Saturday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. So I'm looking forward to hearing that, as long as I'm not working. But right now it's not. And, you know, you said tomorrow night's second show of Supernatural Rising.
Right.
And we've also, what's the other new shows we've got so far? Seemed like there's another one I'm missing. I apologize. I know I'm missing one. We had three new shows this month. Oh, Miami Town. They're not going to broadcast tonight. They'll be with you guys.
Correct. They'll be on the Paranormal Outreach.
Yeah, at Mansfield. So we're growing every day. Things are getting better. And hopefully, like I said, we'll have some licensing in place here within the next month or so. And just get bigger and better all the time. Any last words, guys, before we head out?
Chip Coffee, please come on my show. I love you.
There you go. And make sure you let us know. We'll get that publicized and try to.
I'm hopefully going to hear something from. I'm going to email him again.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Greg, any last words?
Only thing I got to say, make sure you check Paranormal Outreach Radio tonight at 9:30 Eastern on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network, followed by Residual Hauntings Live, and then we'll have live updates from the Mansfield Reformatory throughout the night. So for you late night shifters and night birds and all that good stuff, or night owls, check us out, because we'll be doing it live.
There it is, and you guys all have a safe trip, and until Monday, we'll have another Good Morning Paranormal, but until then, I hope everyone has a great rest of the week. I think the weather's supposed to cooperate most of the places. So it should be a good time, and we will see you on Monday. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Good Morning Paranormal, powered by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. And remember, you can hang out here with different show hosts from the ASPRN Network for Good Morning Paranormal every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.